Peter and the Jailbirds. Chapter 10. Holding On to What Is. 7 days later, the guards marched Peter back into the cells. Peter squinted against the prison lights, but didn't struggle. They unlocked the cuffs, tossed him back into the cell, and left. Peter lay down on the bench and curled up. "Hey, Peter," Sam said, throat aching. "Welcome back." Peter nodded. "I'm gonna kill him," Clint growled and punched the wall of his cell. "You're here, Peter," Wanda said. "You're back. It's okay." Peter nodded again. "Talk to us," Sam said. "That's an order. Come on back, kid. You're here with us now." Peter stared blankly across the prison. Sam turned away and rubbed his face, fighting back a surge of furious sympathy for the kid. Peter murmured something. Sam spun around. "What?"
"It was really dark," Peter mumbled again.
"No shit," Clint said, fingers twitching around an invisible arrow. Sam sighed. He hadn't seen that particular tell in a while. And silent, Peter sat up slowly and pulled his knees to his chest. They must have designed it for people with enhanced senses. Superhumans. Mutants. His face twitched a little at the word, but his eyes remained blank. "I paced for a long time," he said. "I slept. I thought about stuff. I went over all of the decathlon facts and Sokovian and ASL that I could remember. I practiced Clint's hand-to-hand moves."
"Overachiever," Clint snorted.
"What, you learned some Latin too?"
"And I was still in there for hours or days, weeks. I don't really know how long it's been. I thought I would hallucinate. Kind of wanted to see you guys, but I didn't hallucinate. I don't know why not. Probably the spider."
Sam's eyes sharpened on Peter. Only his VA training kept his mouth shut and his ears open and his hands by his sides, not breaking the cell wall down so he could hug the kid like he so desperately needed to.
"So I started pacing again," Peter said. "I walked up the walls and across the ceiling, around and around until I could feel the cell around me without seeing it. And then I started to flip tricks in it. My spider sense warned me before I crashed into the walls and I realized..."
He fell silent. Even Clint stayed quiet, waiting for Peter's next words. "When I'm swinging," Peter said at last, "at the end of a web, there's a moment where I just have to let go before I shoot another web. There's nothing to hold on to. I just fall. And it should scare me shitless, but it doesn't. I hold on to nothing, and I keep going anyway."
"But you are holding on to something," Sam said. "You're holding on to the idea of a web that will appear."
Clint blinked at Sam. "He's what now?"
"I think I'm in the wrong classroom," Wanda said. "Philosophy 101? I did not sign up for this."
"A web might appear," Peter said. "Or it might not. My web shooter might be empty. It might jam. I might be too far away from a building for the web to stick to anything. Something might knock me out of the air before I can do anything. At that moment, I'm holding on to..."
Peter spread his hands.
"Nothing at all. I'm falling, but I'm also flying. I'm holding on to what is. And there's nothing there, and that's okay. I can last like that as long as it takes."
Sam nodded slowly, eyes fixed on Peter. Peter cleared his throat.
I'm not sure I believe they'll ever get us out of here. Mr. Stark, Captain America, the other Avengers, anyone. And if we're stuck here, if this is it, if we never get out, I can't keep going by just holding on to some vague hope I don't actually believe in."
"I do believe," Sam said fiercely. "Steve's done crazier things in his life. And if Tony's really on your side the way you say he is, then who knows? Maybe he'll show up too."
"I know," Peter's voice cracked. "I know you believe in them, and I'm glad. I'm really glad. I'm sorry, I don't mean to take that from you. I don't know them like you do. I'm just trying to say that it doesn't work for me. Maybe they'll rescue us, maybe they won't, but I have to be okay either way. Giving up is not an option."
"Damn right," Sam murmured.
Peter met Sam's gaze with his own quiet steel. "You said that hope is one of the only things we have left, and it's true, but it's not the only thing. We've still got people out there rooting for us. We've still got each other, and we've still got our own selves. There are so many good things in the world. Even here, now, in this shithole, it's not enough to hold on to. It'll never be enough, but
but it's all we've got, so it has to be enough. Sam smiled at Peter, eyes stinging with tears. There you go, son, he said. Seriously, kid? Clint flopped back onto his bed. You leave for a week and come back as a Hallmark commercial? So, Peter said with a small, exhausted smile, what did I miss? If, Tony said, hypothetically speaking, I were to imply that I might possibly appreciate a little assistance, what would you say?
Try that again in the indicative case, Steve said.
The what?
Oh, right, I forgot they don't teach that anymore. Say it simpler, Tony, loud and clear.
How about I text you a picture of me on my knees, genuflecting to a picture of you? Silence.
Tony, what's going on?
I need your help, Tony said.
Yeah, thanks, I got that part the first time. What's going on?
They took my kid, Spider-Man, you guys met. Put him in the raft.
And you want me to break him out?
Steve said. If you could break him out by yourself, Tony said, you'd have broken your own team out already. Silence.
What do you want, Tony?
Steve rasped. I want to help you break your team out, Tony said, staring at the faint blue light of the old reactor shining from one of the suits.
And then what? You pull out the big guns, trap us in there, and take your kid home?
You know, I find your lack of faith incredibly disturbing.
Tony, I know you. When you decide on something, you don't back down. I know you still hold a grudge or you'd have called months ago. You're calling now because you want to use me. And when you're done, then what? You going to let the press say that you helped a gang of internationally wanted criminals escape from the U.S. government?
Then I'm going to publicly denounce the Sokovia Accords. The two of us are going to lead a public interest campaign to bring them down. Then all of you can go back to living in the daylight. Work on that pasty skin of yours.
Right,
Steve said. Tony could hear Cap shaking his head, probably raising one of those disapproving eyebrows. Maybe even that little pout he does when he's really disappointed in you.
Remind me again why I should trust you?
Steve asked. I need my kid back.
You're the one who put him into a war zone.
I know. Tony leaned an elbow on his desk and buried his head in his hand.
How old is he anyway?
Too young to be in a tiny cell in a supermax prison with no contact with the outside world for the rest of his life.
Actually, I don't think there's an age when a person's ever ready for that.
I didn't know they were going to put them there, Tony growled. Not my idea.
You didn't fight it either.
Actually, I did. I've tried everything. Nothing worked.
I'm your only hope,
Steve said. Tony blinked at the phone. They have movies underground now?
No.
Steve's voice warmed a fraction.
I watched it with Sam, before all of this went up.
Down, Steve. Shit went down is the common parlance.
Up in flames is what I was going for. But shit works too.
Language, Cap. Silence.
I've gone there twice,
Steve said at last.
Never made it far enough to get them free. That place is a fortress, Tony.
I know, I've seen the plans. Unlike some people, I tend not to blaze into places, swing my shiny ass around, and hope for the best.
Really?
Steve said. You know, I can hear your disbelief, and it really doesn't look good on you. All right, fine, I try not to do that. It doesn't tend to go well.
Mm-hmm.
Tony closed his eyes. I'm sorry, he said quietly, hand clenched on the edge of his desk. I was wrong. I didn't read the accords until it was too late. I should have found a better way to settle it than trying to punch your lights out. You should have told me about Bucky, but I shouldn't have tried to kill you either. For that, I'm sorry. Silence.
You want to repeat that a little louder? I'm getting old, my hearing's not so great.
Asshole.
Likewise.
So, Tony cleared his throat. You in?
This kid is really important to you, huh?
You know, Tony said, I've really been working on my mentoring skills lately. Parenting, all that. Fatherhood. I think it's working. Still haven't succumbed to the dad jokes. I'm keeping a close eye on that. So I would hate to lose the kid before I've molded him into the ideal world leader. Maybe without the playboy part, he could probably skip that. Genius, soon-to-be billionaire, philanthropist, the whole package. Plus super skills. I mean, this kid could be president, could be CEO of a massive corporation, could be an eccentric tyrant, anything he wanted. You don't lock a kid like that up in a floating timeout chair.
You don't lock anyone up in a prison like that.
He turned me down, you know that? I offered him a place on the Avengers. He said no, wanted to, you know, play with his friends, do his homework, have dinner with his unreasonably attractive aunt. That's his guardian, his mom, basically. Swing around his little neighborhood. I never expected him to say that, but, you know, kids. Apparently they're not so great at taking direction. Who knew?
Tony, where are you going with this?
You know the kid's a teen, right? Fights with his aunt sometimes. They argue, but they're still family. They figure their shit out, make up, hug it out. Apparently, that's what families do.
Tony?
He's not my son, just so we're clear. Not biological or adopted or anything like that. Silence. But he's my family, Steve, and so are all of you. I miss you. I need you. Silence. Don't make me say it again, Tony said. Heard enough the first time.
You think we can do it, Steve said.
Together, right? Stronger together? Don't make me give you an inspiring speech. I'm not wearing my power tie.
This time around, you're going to listen to us. All of us.
Anything you want. Silence.
We're in,
Steve said. We, Tony said. Who's this we?
I'll send you coordinates. Bring Falcon's suit and Hawkeye's bow.
Will do, Tony saluted his empty workshop. Wear the arm magnets for your shield. Silence.
Tony, you really?
See you there. Tony clicked the ancient flip phone shut and tucked it into his pocket.